people ask over and over again, is it practical to follow your bliss in a world which demands payment of, mortgages and electric bills and phone bills and so on? The answer to that for me, I can only speak from my own experience, is that if you think abundance, abundance will rain into your life. But there's also the whole business about how addicted are you to your way of life, to the belief that you have to have the kind of bills that you have. Thoreau, when he went to Walden, said, simplify, simplify, simplify. Let the affairs of your life number one and two, rather than large numbers. So you have choices here too. One of the choices is that you're going to simplify your life, and you're going to reduce the amount of external pressures that are put on you in the way of expenses. And it's quite easy to simplify. We don't think that it is, but all you have to do is look back in your life to the times when it was simpler, when you didn't have to have somebody to come in and do all the things that you're paying people to do. When you were more in charge of your life, that's one option. And it's an option that I exercise more and more in my life. There's another option, and the other option is to absolutely believe that whatever level of income that you have now, you're capable of having in the area of your own bliss. And believing that, and taking the risks that go with it. So the answer to whether or not you can pay your bills, the answer to that is in your own history. If you've always been a person who has paid your bills, then you're not going to suddenly become a person who becomes irresponsible and has to go on welfare. If you've been a person who's never been responsible about paying your bills, then you probably won't pay them even when you're following your bliss. See, a lot of people will look at their whole history of their life, 25, 30, 40, 50 years of living, and see that they've always been responsible, and then have images in their mind of becoming irresponsible if they do something different. Instead of relying upon that whole history, that whole long catalog of historical responsibility that has been your life, instead you come up with this enormous, horrible image that suddenly I'm not going to be able to do those things any longer. And I would much rather rely on my whole history of responsibility. And I have found that people who haven't been responsible in their life, it isn't because they're not doing the kind of work that they love or whatever. It is because that's what they have learned. That's what they've adopted as a lifestyle. And they walk out on their bills, and they do it when they're 14, and they do it when they're 30, and they're broke when they retire. And they blame life and circumstances and the breaks and all of the things that so many people blame for the conditions of their lives. And the people who have been responsible stay that way, regardless of whether they're raising horses, which is what they want to do, instead of, working in the city, or vice versa, working in the city instead of raising horses.